This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Army Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Thomas. The Ministry of Education has warned teachers throughout the country to remain committed to work, reacting to claims that Education Minister George Warner had threatened to dismiss primary school teachers in the country for absenteeism. Communications Director Maxime Blayton argues that Mr. Warner was caught out of context, stressing the ministry only encourages the teachers to show up in classrooms in time. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the National Teachers Association of Liberia, Samuel Johnson, said a lot needs to be addressed in the education sector to improve performance. He added that teachers and the government are partners in progress and called for a harmonious working relationship. Liberia has launched National Quality Award, an initiative of ECOWAS to promote a quality infrastructure concept in order to compete in local and regional markets. According to Commerce and Industry Minister, as the region integrates as one community, producers should be able to trade across the region freely when certain international standards are met. Minister Axel Adi said there is a national standards laboratory in Liberia that tests the quality of some products in the country, but noted that it needs to be upgraded. He said the National Quality Award is an added value to the works of producers because it creates a concept for competition and recognition. Minister Adi said companies can apply to be a part of the award and their produce will be assessed to ensure they meet the required standards to compete. The Press Union of Liberia, PUL, has announced its 2017 annual awards calls for entries. According to PUL President Charles Koffi, their aim is to identify and honor the work of journalists and media institutions performing with distinction through its annual awards. Mr. Koffi indicated that their awards will be presented in several categories, including legislative, environmental, developmental, and women's rights reports of the year, as well as print and electronic, among others. He said the awards are open to all PUL members.
Instead of each year, it was served universally at the World Press Freedom Day and with appropriate program, highlighting the significance of a free press in democracy. This year we have individual awards, we have added new award practice, and then human rights reporting. And that of the institutional award, we have Radio Station of the Year, Community Radio Station of the Year, Newspaper of the Year, Television Station of the Year, and Journalist of the Year. So these are institutional awards along with the 17 individual awards.
The president of the Press Union of Liberia, Charles Koffi. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Thousands of migrants have been saved from the sea near Libya during one of the busiest weekends of the year for rescue workers. The Italian Coast Guard said more than 2,000 people were rescued on Friday and 3,000 on Saturday in dozens of separate rescues. But at least 7 people drowned as aid workers struggled to rescue more than 1,500 migrants in one operation. Rescue workers said an 8-year-old boy was among the dead. An earlier agency report said 20 bodies had been recovered by the migrant offshore aid station, but this was later corrected. And U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has said his country's era of strategic patience with North Korea is over. Mr. Pence made the remarks at the demilitarized zone, the area dividing the two Koreas, during a visit to South Korea to reaffirm ties. His visit comes amid escalated tensions on the peninsula with heated rhetorics from both North Korea and the U.S. He arrived in Seoul on Sunday hours after North Korea carried out a failed missile launch. According to South Korea media on Monday, the U.S. and South Korea launched a joint Air Force military exercise to ensure readiness against North Korea. That's the Army Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003, or twitter/onmilnews. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.